Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Thank you all for being here today. Thank you. We have been looking at, today we're going to look at the idea of the resurrection. But here's the good news. There is no resurrection without a cross.
That's right.
Amen. So a lot of people aren't excited about the resurrection because they don't understand the cross.
Come on.
When you understand the cross, you'll be excited about the resurrection.
That's right.
Because you have an ongoing resurrections in your own life.
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's what it is. God has designed us. He's designed us and He created us. He wants you to live according to His design. And see, we all have areas in our life that He's trying to line up with His design. And that's what the resurrection power is. It's power to live out the life He created you for. You see that? But you have to understand the cross to get to that power. The Bible says the message of the cross is foolishness to those who perish. But to those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Yes.
See, that power is to live the life He created you for. You see that? That's huge right there. All right. We're going to get started, and we're gonna go to, let's see, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. And I had a couple things I wanted to share with you about the cross. History is divided around Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? BC, before Christ. And in the year of our Lord, Anno Domini, after death. Anno Domini, after death. Well, that's what people say after death, but it's the year of our Lord. So we're living in the year of our Lord right now.
Yes.
It's His year. It's His history. His story, right? Time has meaning to us as it is defined by the presence of Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? And His history. Here's the idea. It's His history, it's His story, but you want to make sure you're in His story.
Come on. Yes.
And He has a book called the Lamb's Book of Life. And if your name is not written in that Lamb's Book of Life, then when He comes back, you won't be going with Him.
Amen.
Because when He comes back the next time, it's not to forgive us of our sins, it's to take us home into the new creation. Do you see that? And the ones that will remain, it's going to be almost impossible to confess Christ. So the idea is you want to make sure that you understand this and get your name in the Lamb's Book of Life.
That's right.
Because see, the Lamb was slain before the foundations of the world. That's the cross and the blood. See, the blood removed judgment.
Amen.
In Exodus chapter 12, God had Moses have the people, Israel, put blood over the house, over the doors. That's Passover. Jesus is our Passover lamb. And because the blood was there, judgment couldn't come on that house. But if the blood wasn't there, judgment came on the house. And death, separation from God, was on the house. You see that? Jesus is our Passover lamb.
Amen.
We got to understand these things. These things we have to grow and mature in and understand. God has given us His scripture, His word, for us to understand. And so understanding keeps us and delivers us from the evil way. And God has called us to be delivered from the evil way. All right. So, listen to this. Jesus is the only person who existed before he was born. It says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He was in the beginning with God. And then it says in John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. The glory, what God originated and intended. He wants his glory on you, what God originated and intended your life to be. And it can't happen without the cross.
Amen.
You see that? It can't happen without the cross. We have to understand the cross. So, Jesus said in Revelations 1:18, I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Forevermore. He's at the right hand of the throne of God right now, waiting to come back for his people. Did you catch that? We're looking. His people are looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, who loved us and gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed. See, that's what he's doing right now in the church. He's redeeming us. We've been, redemption works through his blood, the cross. He's redeemed through every lawless deed and purify for his own special people, zealous for good works. That's us. He's created you for good works, zealous for good works. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
We're looking for him. We're doing his work now. That's what we're doing. That's what I'm doing today. I'm up to his work.
Come on.
I'm here to do his work, not mine. You see that? We've been created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prearranged beforehand that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. God had a work and a plan for your life before you showed up in your mother's womb. And he's going to show you the you haven't known. He wants to show you the you don't know. You haven't met yet. Through a relationship with Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
All right. This is what Easter is all about. Are you glad? You glad you came to church? Easter's fun. I'm telling you, I'm excited. When you get a resurrection, you see, you have to die. You have to die to yourself. That's what the cross is all about. That's what the cross, I don't need alcohol. I don't need a blunt. I don't need anything to put in my body to enjoy my life. You see that? Because when you have this resurrection power flowing in you, it's in you when you become Christ, when you become a believer. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think according to the power that works in us. See, that's the power. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who perish. But to those of us who are being saved, it's the power. How many of you need power? The power of God. Last night, Donita and I were out and about. We went shopping. We were in a shoe store. Everybody's just kind of walking around. I'm singing in the aisle. I was going to throw something over the thing. But she could hear me. And then I heard her start laughing. And there we are, we're laughing. People saw us, they probably think we were on something. But we are on something. We're on life. You see, that's what God does. You see, I didn't think I'd ever get married again. Up here pastoring a church for 11 years by myself. I kept going to the cross. Huh?
Amen.
What's going to the cross? Going to the cross is You don't have sex with anybody you're not married to. No, that's not what. That's the way God designed us. You see that? That's the cross. That's your cross. And you see, once God fills that area of your life, he brings power in your life.
Amen.
You see that? When you do it his way.
Amen.
See, that's what the cross is all about. You got to go his way.
Amen.
You know, if you're a businessman, an entrepreneur, you don't do business the way you want to.
Amen.
It has to be ethically. It has to be honest. It has to have integrity. You see that? That's because there's the cross. You don't cheat on your taxes. You put the truth down. That's the cross. I might have to pay more. Well, you might have to, but God has got to show up with more.
Amen.
When you do it his way. Are we making any sense? I'm just trying to give you a little intro to where we're headed. This idea of the cross is something we got to grow in and mature in, because the church has been weak in understanding the cross. All right. So, see, here's what happens. When you understand the cross, your purpose for life, no matter what you face in this life, no matter what your problems are, no matter what your struggles are, no matter how big the adversity is, you know your existence is greater than the circumstances and the difficulties you're going through. You know it's greater, because here's what God does. When you go to the cross, he helps you in those problems. He takes impossibilities and brings them and makes them into possibilities, because all things are possible with God. Are you listening to me? Am I making sense? But you gotta die to your way and what you think how it ought to work. We're gonna talk about this today. We're gonna extrapolate from the scriptures today. And we hope that you will understand. Better laugh a little bit. Because see, look, when you understand the cross, you don't keep going back to problems that hold you back. You see that? You get freedom. There's freedom. But when you don't understand the cross, you get religious. And religious is empty. There's no power in religion. You can go to church every day of your life and be religious. There's no power in it. We're going to talk about that. That's what the Judaizers were trying to bring into the Galatian church. All right. Let's look at this. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 15 there, Tim. There we go. We got it. Now let's, we're going to read this. And you know what? I'm going to have you stand up, because that's what we do here. We're not going to do the vision, but we'll do this. Got some visitors today. We'll just keep moving. Now, Paul was coming to the Corinthian church with a message that he had and he had experienced. And I'm here to tell you, I'm here today with a message that I have and I have experienced, or I wouldn't even think about getting up here and talking to you about it. This is something I've tasted, I've experienced. Am I making sense? Now watch. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures.
Amen.
You may be seated. According to the scriptures. Do you see that? He said he was bringing to them what he had received, and he was saved. See, you have to be saved in order to be a child of God. All people are God's creation. In order to become God's child, you have to be born into his family and receive his son, Jesus, because that's how you become born again, because that's God's plan of redemption. That's what the cross is all about. The blood was shed so our sins could be forgiven, past, present, future. You see that? That's why that blood had to be shed. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Amen.
So Paul was saying he was saved. You need to know, are you saved? Some people think they're saved and they don't, and they aren't. Some people don't understand. Am I making sense? So we have to understand this area of our life, because that's what growing and maturing is all about. So the cross is the main thing of Easter, of you, of actually what's really going on in the world. The cross is the main thing. Basically, the cross is the centerpiece of the Christian life. Without the crucifixion of Christ on the cross, there is no power, no freedom, no forgiveness, no authority, no strength, no faith, and no victory. Nothing at all. The cross is the main thing. The cross is the main thing. You see, when you don't understand that, you'll just be living a life bumping your head back and forth, trying to figure things out all the time. Miserable, discouraged, and not enjoying life. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. When you are advancing God's kingdom, you have joy. And it's not based on your circumstances or your situation. It's based on your relationship with God. And you don't want to get anything to get in between you and that relationship with God. You see that? Now, every year around Easter, people typically focus on the cross. We remember that Christ's death paid the penalty for our sins. The cross led to an empty tomb. 3 days later, resurrection, resurrecting life, everlasting life came because Christ's sacrificial death, because of Christ's sacrificial death. We think on how the reality of the cross enables those who believe and trust in Jesus to spend eternity in heaven. We think about that. However, once Easter passes, we frequently go back to doing our own thing and trying to live our lives without the cross as our central focus. You can't do it. Now, pay attention to this for a minute. I've tried to come up with a little thing here to help you understand. This makes about as much sense as the NFL. You know what that is? NFL? Not everybody knows what it is. National Football League. Okay. This makes as much sense as the National Football League deciding to have a football available for the Super Bowl only and not use any footballs for the other weeks of the season leading up to it. Did you hear me? They don't use no footballs all year long, but they wait till they get to the Super Bowl to get the football out. That would be like us having church today. We wait to talk about the cross till today. See, that's empty, isn't it? Now watch. Without a football every week, a football at the Super Bowl isn't going to do much good. For there would be no Super Bowl. Much in the same way, it isn't enough to gather together at the right place every Sunday. Church or with the right people in our lives, fellow believers. And it isn't enough that there is programs, books, seminars, worship celebrations on Sunday and throughout the week. All of that is good and helpful, but all of that means nothing without the centrality of the main thing, the cross. If we leave out the cross, we are only left with the empty shell called religion. Someone said to me out in the narthex, they said, yeah, they came and they were here for the first time. If I'm talking about you, it's okay. We're going to be all right. Me and you, we're good. But you said, I'm not religious and my family's not religious. I wanted to tell him, I'm not religious, but I don't think he was ready for that. And you know, if you're here still, it's okay. We're all right. I didn't say your name. I forget your name, but it's okay. What? Now watch. If we leave out the cross, we are only left with an empty shell called religion. We are left with an empty set of rules, requirements, and judgments, and try to legislate spirituality, leaving behind the intimacy and grace, truth, and power to live a spiritual, victorious life. Yeah. The only way you can live a spiritual, victorious life is to understand the cross.
Yeah. Amen.
As a result, believer after believer finds themselves in a perpetual state of defeat. I see this in the church. Always being defeated. We're not supposed to live into defeat. We can live in victory. Doesn't mean we have problems, but you have power that overcomes the problems. And like I said, we'll make impossibilities become possibilities. Perpetual state of defeat, never measuring up, never fully overcoming their struggles, never rising above their circumstances. They are unable to fulfill their destinies and achieve their own significance because they are operating without the power and deliverance of the cross. You see that? The cross delivers you.
Amen.
And sets you free and releases the power of God in your life. You see that? It says in Colossians 1, He's delivered us from the powers of darkness, the power of the devil. He's delivered you from the powers of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom you have redemption and the forgiveness of sins through His blood. You see, the power is in that love. And when you love Jesus, you'll love Jesus more than the things that were trying to hold you back. And you'll stay committed in a place that keeps exposing your insecurities, exposing those areas of your life. You'll want to be in a church where things are exposed. Exposure's good. We need each other.
Amen.
If something's in me, come on and tell me about it. Maybe not today, but we'll talk about it. Are you listening to me? When we understand these things, the power comes in. We can repent, and the power is released for you to be everything God's created you to be. Now watch this. Our prisons are full of people who don't understand what I'm talking about. And they blame people for why they're in there or why they've got these problems. You can't blame anybody. You're where you are because of what you have done.
Right. That's right.
And what you have said.
Right.
Out of your heart flows the issues of life. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
They are trying to live Christian life without the main thing, which makes as much sense as trying to play a football game without a football. Often we wear crosses around our necks, dangle them from our ears, hang pictures on the walls, banners, replicas of the cross in our homes and churches. Yet in reality, we run the risk of detaching the cross from the true meaning and power, we run the risk of devaluing its authentic strength. You know, someone came up this morning and wanted to be saved after the service, first service. Hallelujah. You know what they said? Something that just made me want to jump through the ceiling. They said, there's something real about this place.
There's
something real about this place. And you know what? I did. I had to hold myself back. I like that.
Yep.
Don't you want what's real?
Amen.
And you know, you don't want to be, hey, how you doing? Oh, man, great. Everything's awesome. Yeah. And you're miserable as a goose in a hailstorm. You don't even like being by yourself. You ever see that? People drive in here sometimes. Oh, good morning. Praise God. Glory to God. And, you know, their life is falling apart. Everything's falling apart around them. Their marriage is falling apart. But they act in one way. See, that's religion. There's no power in it. If you go to the cross, see, God will show you something about you and the person you're praying for. He'll reveal it to you. And he will empower you and help you to accomplish what he wants to show you. Am I making sense?
Yes. Yes.
You know, that's why people don't want to pray. People don't pray because God has shown them. We're supposed to pray without ceasing.
Amen.
Yeah. Some of you got your arms crossed. That's all right, but I know what that means. It's all good. Watch. We turn it into a good luck charm or decoration, essentially. Essentially, we can make the cross nothing more than a replica to induce guilt rather than announce what it truly is. It's good news that you don't have to live the way you've been living. That's why Good Friday. What's good about what happened on Good Friday? The cross. Someone died on a cross. What's good about that? What's good about it is none of us have to stay in bondage because of the power of the cross. It's good news. It's good news. We use it as a replica and induce guilt rather than announce what it is. Good news. It's the single greatest affirmation that demonstrates the most purest love of all, the cross. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrated his love in us, towards us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us. He knew what we were like. You know what you're like. I know what I was like. That's why I need me some cross. I know what I don't want to be like. I got to be dependent on it. Because that's easy to go back to what I was. Galatians 5:6 says, faith works through love. Faith works through love. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You see, when you're in the faith, it pleases God.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.